This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Your satellite or cable provider carries AMI audio. For example, MTS has us on channel 704 in Manitoba, and Cogeco Ontario, we can be found on channel 596. Visit AMI.ca/schedules for a list of channel locations in your area. Kelly McDonald, welcome to the Wednesday edition of Kelly and Company. My co-host, Ramya Muthan.
Earlier in the show, we got a nice update from Jim Crisco about an animal story that he heard. We're going to continue that kind of animal talk vibe with our guide dog and service animal report with Devin Wilkins.
I'm Devin Wilkins from Peterborough, Ontario, your self-appointed messenger from the world of guide, hearing, and service dogs. Join me at this time each month as we discuss topics of particular interest to you and your precious pup.
Devin, while coordinating this segment, you and I have been joking around on email about who can get their dogs outside and inside the fastest. Mm-hmm. Turns out Frankie really likes the outdoors, just like Lizzie, so you're going to have to just love the snow or love it.
I know. Or the ice.
That's right. Yeah. Or the mud.
I know. That's for sure.
It's been quite a winter, and I kind of forget because I got Glizzy just over a year ago. I brought him home, and I forgot that we did spend most of the winter with him, training him, like potty training him, and all that. But all that feels like a really long time ago.
Yeah.
Now 5 minutes feels like a long time outside.
I know, especially when it's below and that sort of thing.
What?
Hold it! You've had him more than a year.
Yeah, more than a year.
Like a year and a half.
No.
Yeah. Because you had him before Christmas a year ago.
December.
Is that when he showed up?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like October. Anyway, we're doing this business on here.
You may be confusing him with his birthday, which is August.
No, I wouldn't even know that.
No? Yeah, right.
We know me better than that,
so
Devin?
Much.
I wouldn't even know that.
Yeah.
No, everybody knows. No,
whatever.
No. Don't expect. That's too much expectation on Kelly. Come on.
Okay. All right. We'll keep pretending. Okay. So let's talk about this first story, Devin. An Arizona man is providing winter safety tips for when you're walking with your dog. So tell us more about this.
Okay. Well, the man that I'm talking about is Michael Goring, and he is a guide dog mobility instructor and he works for Guiding Eyes, which is in New York, and he is from North Dakota originally, but he was transferred down to Arizona. However, he still comes up to see clients in Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and Alberta. So, yep, he may live in Arizona, but he remembers what it's like to walk around or try to walk around in winter conditions. And sometimes those prairie nights and days can get pretty cold.
I think people forget that stuff. You know, the weather, you don't think about it that way. And the conditions that you may have to deal with, that suddenly out there, it's the desert, it's cold. Or like you say, out in the prairie.
Yep, that's for sure. Although I guess it's a drier kind of cold. I haven't been out there during that time of year. But 40 below is 40 below.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we got talking about boots, first of all. And he likes, can I mention brand names?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. He likes rough wear. And that's what Guiding Eyes sells as far as boots go. But he does, sorry?
Why, though? For people wondering, okay, well, why does rough wear or that type edge out another brand? I don't mean necessarily the brand, but type. Is there a certain way they're made?
Yeah, apparently so. Well, I don't know why they particularly like rough wear boots for 40 below degree weather, because they tend to get a little inflexible in the cold. They're pretty stiff, you know, yeah. and they don't go with the dog's foot. It makes it a little bit uncomfortable. But anyway, I guess Guy in the Eyes does sell rough wear stuff, but he does like mutlucks, which are made here in Canada for really cold weather. And he does not suggest the type of boot that balloon that looks like a balloon. I think you can get them 12 in a package.
Oh.
And they feel like little balloons.
Because there's air inside them?
Yeah, I believe
yeah.
so.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, the reason that he doesn't like them is because they're easy for a dog to puncture with their toenail.
Right. Yeah.
And then they, you know, there's part of the foot in and part of the foot out. I asked him about Musher's Secret, which is a substance that you can put on the bottom of the dog's paw to keep the salt away. But when it's really, you know, because the salt does irritate the dog's paws, and then they tend to lick it off. But once again, Musher's Secret is not very good in the extreme cold. Now, a lot of dogs don't like to have their feet touched in any way. But Mike is suggesting that before you have to put on the boots, you play a little game with the dog and put two of the boots on, either two using the two front paws or the two rear paws, and then just play games around the house. You know, walk on leash, play hide and seek, whatever. And if you give a treat to get the dog to like the boots a little bit better, don't do it when you're taking the boots off, because then that kind of lets the dog know that, if I don't have the boots on, then I'll get a treat. What you do is you give the treat as you're putting the boots on, and maybe while you're walking around the house, playing games, whatever, you can reward the dog. And the other thing he said is to start in, say, September or October, when it isn't necessary to put all four boots on. And just play a little bit, you know, 10 minutes around the house and that sort of thing. And praise your dog. And then when December comes, and you're facing bitter cold weather, you probably will get more cooperation from your dog with regard to the boots.
Great advice.
Yeah.
It's definitely not a one-time thing.
No.
Like boots on, boots off, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He suggests that you do it a few times.
Well, and it's a complicated process to get, you know, to get the dog comfortable, to know what's comfortable and used to it, right?
Yeah, that's right. I guess it feels odd to the dog to have boots on anyway.
To have anything on, yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Excellent. Anything else from?
Yeah, I also asked about jackets.
Mm-hmm.
And the jackets are fine, especially if you're having to stand at a bus stop where you can really get cold. But the jacket has to allow room for the harness, so that it won't interfere with the harness. And so Mike was suggesting that you speak to your school about the type of jacket that they would recommend.
Makes sense.
And, yes. Mike was also saying that in really cold weather, you have to be careful about the dog's ears, the tips of the ears. He says if you have mitts on, you can take the ear, one ear in your hands between your hands, and hold on to it for a few minutes because the tips of the ears can freeze quite quickly. So if you have to be out in really cold weather, he suggests that's what you do.
Yeah.
And, I think that was about, the other thing, too, that I should mention is, you think when you go from a white cane to a guide dog, well, I don't need this cane. I'll stow it away somewhere. But he is a big proponent of putting a white cane in your knapsack or on your belt or whatever, because you can get into situations where the dog isn't sure just what to do. And you'll need to, if you happen to be alone, you'll need to use that cane to probe to see how big a snowbank is or just why your dog has stopped or whatever.
Yeah. Wow, good advice.
I also asked him, what do you do in the event that you happen to fall? And one of the things he was saying that it's not a good idea to try to use your dog as a brace to help you get up because you don't want to injure your dog. So there again, he suggested using your cane, or he likes those. Now, I've never seen these, but apparently they're foldable hiking poles that you can dig into the snow with and that sort of thing that will help you maybe get up. And then he said that there are days where you just maybe shouldn't take the dog. Because of it being so cold and, choose another day when it's a little bit warmer. So it was a really interesting conversation that I had with him. And you can find out where I had it by going to the Calico blog and looking into those links there.
I guess those posts would be good. Polls would be good in the sense of not only helping you up it, but also to make it so that you could do the darn, probing if you got into any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That would help.
Yeah.
Thanks, Devin.
Okay. We'll talk
appreciate
to you next
it. Month. Yes. Appreciate all the tips that you shared for Michael as well. And like she said, we'll talk to her next month. That was Devin Wilkins with her Guide Dog and Service Animal Report.
After the break, we'll get into some conversation with you. It's Kelly and Company with Remy and Kelly.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.